I heard many stories about the Bogey Creek Monster. Today we are here right now to discuss sightings and other events with the Bogey Creek Monster. Some might be more brutal than others, so watch out. Then, with a lady from England, her side of the story.
I was down here in Arkansas, and I saw it, a monster. It was huge and hairy. It looked exactly like people said it was. It had long, hairy arms and was very tall. I saw it running in the woods, running towards the water. It turned around and saw me. And then it started to come towards me. I freaked out and ran in the woods, then hit my head on a branch and passed out. I woke up in town and that was it. I got confused, so I went back next summer, and by the water, I saw a little baby monster that looked exactly like it. And then the one that I saw last summer was there taking care of the child. It saw me and I waved. I realized that it was just like me and just like you. It may look different, but we're all the same.
And now, another one. Hurry, har, har. I came to Arkansas to know the Bogey Creek Monster. Because I have heard stories about it, that people have seen it. I was curious about it because...
Start recording.
So I was like around with my dad coming to see our family, but then we ran into the beast on the moors. It was like there, and we kind of like drove off just to like leave. I seriously was curious to see what it was and if other people had seen it. I figured out it was called the Bogey Creek Monster. I wanted to explore it, so I went to the woods to find the beast. I found the beast, I took a look, and I wanted to kill it. But then I just, like, didn't, and I, like, still don't know why. I guess seeing it with its family reminded me of mine. So every year, I will go and see the beast. I'm such a good person.
No, you're not!
So I was down by the motel that I had stayed at, and I saw a shadow, and of course, me and my curious self, I had to see what it was, and then I saw it, the monster. I wasn't scared. I thought it was cool. I ended up talking to it. I learned that it could actually speak a little bit of English. So now I visit them all the time, and they are amazing, and his family is just the best.
I came to Arkansas to see the Bogey Creek Monster because I heard stories that people have seen it. I was curious about it because people said it's myth, so I will prove the beast is real. When I went to the woods, I saw the Bogey Creek Monster with a child that looked just like him. I was going to kill it because people haven't, but now I know why they did it because it would hurt him and his baby, and they weren't hurting us, so I hurt them. So I got a video and a picture, and I went to Italy because, you know, who doesn't want to go to Italy? I showed them wrong. I proved them wrong. They asked if I killed him, and I said no. So, young man, you have proof that it is real? And you didn't kill the beast? Okay. I didn't because it wasn't hurting us, so I hurt it. I know it sounds crazy, but he just wants to keep his family safe like me and you. And it will do anything to keep its family safe. That's why you might be scared, but don't mess with the baby and you'll be okay. Then always we went to go see him and his baby and, you know, he just loved us. Because we didn't want to kill them. They hanged out with us. We didn't kill it because it wasn't going to hurt us. Nobody had killed the Boggy Creek monster while I'm going to... Because, I mean, who would want to kill such a beautiful thing? So, our recorder does... A reporter, my bad. Can't talk today. Anyways, so you're probably wondering why I'm so interested in this topic. Well, that's because when I was little, I saw it too. And today, I'm going to be sharing you my story. I heard something in the woods behind my house. And I went to see what it was. And that's when I saw the Boggy Creek monster. And it was eating something. So I called animal control. And they couldn't catch it, but they did scare it away. And after I ran off, I went to go see what it was eating. And I found it was eating a neighborhood dog. It had killed. And the next day, I heard something on my porch. So I went to go check what it was. And I saw the monster running away when I opened the door. And on my doorstep was the dog, alive. And I haven't seen it since. So yeah, that was my story. I'm gonna cross it.
Thank you for listening to our podcast by Jesley, Jess, Chloe, and Abby.